Hello, and welcome to this Meetings Today podcast. I'm Danielle Lebrecht, Senior Content Director for Meetings Today. In this episode, I'm excited to highlight some of the latest out of Phoenix, Arizona, where the meetings and events landscape is constantly growing and developing. You might have heard of all the hospitality development news that has happened in Phoenix recently. Many hotels have seen major renovations, new luxury properties are opening, and the downtown area has seen a renaissance, experiencing more than $5 billion in investments. But that's not all that's new in Phoenix. Meeting planners should also take note of its increasingly growing intellectual capital, especially in the technology sector. Here to dive into more detail about this is Lauren Edwards, who's the Chief Sales Officer for Visit Phoenix. Welcome, Lauren, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So to start off, there are many industries in which Phoenix is a leader. And as of late, the growth of the technology ecosystem in Phoenix has really accelerated rapidly. Can you detail this growth for some of our listeners who might be unaware of these developments?
Well, sure. For some of our listeners that might have heard about the five C's of Arizona being copper, cattle, cotton, citrus, and climate, I think we ought to know that there is a sixth C that's out there that's new, and that is chips. So that is the sixth C, unofficially or officially, that defines Arizona and what we have going on here, and that is really speaks to the development of the semiconductor industry, the expansion of that industry that we've seen since 2020, which represents more than 13,000 new jobs coming into the landscape and over $64 billion of investment. The microchip development that we've seen with the expansion of the Taiwan semiconductor plant moving into North Phoenix is really creating this massive surge and growth of the manufacturing of microchips here in Phoenix. And just last week, we had President Biden in town, to announce the additional investment of just over $8.5 billion in direct funding to Intel to expand its operation and increase semiconductor manufacturing capacity. This will spur manufacturing, construction, and indirect jobs all across the valley. This is all part of the CHIPS Act, which is part of the federal government's continual investment to see the return of U.S. is a leading producer of advanced semiconductors, and we're so thrilled that Arizona is in the epicenter of all of this development.
Yeah, that is an incredible amount of investment. And in addition to bringing a lot of jobs to the area, it has ultimately attracted some new meetings and convention business. Can you share some examples of how shows are being attracted to Phoenix as a direct result of becoming a real hub for the semiconductor industry?
Well, you know, we are over the last couple of years, as this landscape has been transformational for our community, we're working very closely with our economic development partners and stakeholders around the city. And that includes Greater Phoenix Economic Council, GPEC, the Arizona Commerce Authority, all of our stakeholders in economic development. And we embarked down the path with everything that's happening here in the semiconductor world with Taiwan semiconductors and onsemi, all of the investments, and then Intel's recent expansion as well. We started having conversations with Semicon and the folks there at Semi Americas to really reimagine the landscape of their conference. And so late last year, Semicon West relocated its conference to Phoenix starting in 2025, and that will also take place in 27 and 2029, rotating with San Francisco. And I really think that really sets the marker in place and really reaffirms and galvanizes Phoenix's growth in that space. This is a conference that has resided in San Francisco, gosh, for over 50 years. And for Phoenix to be part of its reinvention, if you will, really speaks volumes of where our industry is going. And I think, you know, it's just scratching the surface too, because as you think about that, those industries going, you know, it's not just TSMC or Intel or the big giants. It's all of the other industries that are suppliers to that segment that are also bringing their folks in and having meetings and conventions all at the same time. So I think this is really when I think about, you know, the next 2, 3, 4 years and where this is going, I can see us really changing the landscape, the makeup of our convention portfolio, diversifying more into the technology space. So this is a big boon for us. I think it's only going to continue to elevate and escalate. And there are other conferences beyond SEMICON West too that we've been able to land. You know, IEEE, the Microwave Symposium, for instance, they too have made a return to the Phoenix area in future years, and a host of other IEEE events that are certainly in that technology space.
Yeah, that speaks volumes when you can get a convention that, like SEMICON West, that has been in one location for so long to change and come to Phoenix. That really speaks to the growth that you're having in this area. So that's really exciting. The intellectual capital that's now available on the ground in Phoenix in this space, are you seeing planners want to tap into that, maybe for speakers to bring into their conventions or conferences?
We're seeing that more and more. The segment that has been pretty prolific for us over the last, I would say, 8 to 10 years is the healthcare segment. And so part of the key driver for that has been the growth and development of the Phoenix Biosciences Core. Now, what is the Phoenix Biosciences Core, or PBC, as we like to say for short here? The PBC is a 36-acre and growing campus of innovation in the heart of downtown Phoenix that borders the Phoenix Convention Center and over 4,000 hotel rooms. And the PBC has become part of our convention learning environment and footprint, given the state-of-the-art resources, real-life learning, labs offering hands-on simulation trainings for whether it's nurses or physicians or anyone in the healthcare space. That has been a tremendous asset, community asset for us, and especially as we promote that to the healthcare community of meetings and conventions. And so, for instance, we've seen organizations like American Telemedicine, we've seen chest physicians, we have had critical care medicines conferences, and so many others that have tapped into the resources that are available, and whether that be speakers, whether it's you know, live streaming from the wet labs into the convention center and the trade show floor. So these are all unique opportunities that have really changed the landscape, and we're seeing it more and more. And so we don't see that as anything that's going to go away. It's only going to get more and more robust as we progress into the future.
Yeah, and I think a major benefit too of having such robust intellectual capital on the ground in a destination for a meeting planner is it's also a cost savings, you know, tapping local speakers or activations. They don't have to fly those in for and pay for lodging. So in an era of when costs are rising and meeting planners are very cognizant of that, I think this just sets Phoenix up to be in an even greater position to be more attractive to groups in these industries.
Absolutely. The PBC, you know, it's the all the three major state universities coexist and play nicely in the sandbox that is really is pushing the boundaries of that development with ASU, University of Arizona, and Northern Arizona University. the collaborative work that's taking place to drive, you know, next generation research and promote STEM education. ASU recently announced their medical school that will be coming online, and that development will take place right in downtown Phoenix, as well as part of that part of the PVC. You know, we've had groups like American Society of Microbiology and the Society for Immunotherapy for Cancer. These are all groups that have taken interest in all of these developments because of that ability to, you know, tap into a lot of the resources that exist right here in downtown.
Yeah, that's great. So such great potential for meetings and events in Phoenix that play in those spaces. Are there any other industries outside of biomedical and technology that you think Phoenix is a leader on or that maybe has potential to grow in that our listeners should know about?
Yes, you know, the other areas that we're seeing a lot of investment in is the EV manufacturing, electric vehicle manufacturing. And Phoenix has really emerged as a major hub for EV manufacturing with companies like Lucid and Rivian, Polestar, Tesla, all setting up manufacturing facilities here as well. Core Power, which is another leading electric battery manufacturer, is all here. So there's really a new narrative that's coming out of this community, coming out of the Phoenix area about clean technology growth and development. So that is an area that we don't see going away at all. I think it's, you know, that it really aligns with the city's vision to be a clean tech hub, a global leader of clean tech energy here, and especially with, you know, the climate technology, the interest around where our climate is moving to. There's no reason why Phoenix cannot really emerge as a global powerhouse in climate tech, clean tech initiatives.
Yeah, that's great. All the industries that you're leading in right now are just full of innovation, and they're not going to slow down anytime soon, I don't think. So definitely something for meeting and event planners to watch as they consider where to bring their programs next. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. I want to thank you so much, Lauren, for sharing these exciting insights with us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And certainly, please do feel free to reach out to us. We look forward to continuing to share all the great things that's driving our economy forward.
And thank you all for listening to this episode of the Meetings Today podcast. If you're interested in learning more about Phoenix, be sure to check out www.visitphoenix.com/meetings. Or find a wealth of information at meetingstoday.com as well. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to the Meetings Today podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Or check out a wealth of past episodes on meetingstoday.com/podcasts. Thanks again to Lauren Edwards and Visit Phoenix for sponsoring this episode. And until next time.